Well, welcome to another edition of the Kevin and Casey podcast. Kevin Hilly along with Casey Cloak.
Hello, everybody.
And if you want to get in touch with us, I can't imagine for what reason you would.
But nobody calls
phones
us.
Phones are pretty quiet, other than Casey's mother. And that was just a pity call,
we
quite
had to
honestly.
Pay her. Yeah.
But in case you're so inclined, the Kevin and Casey podcast hotline is 856-318-9873. You'll hear my voice on there when you call, and then you can leave a message and say whatever you want. Say, I can't believe I'm listening to you two tools or whatever.
We'll take anything.
Fire away. We'll take anything at this point. Yeah. 856-318-9873. Or feel free to shoot us an email, Kevin and KC. It's Kevin and letter K, letter C. Kevin and KC at KevinHilly.com. You just gave birth. How old is
1 year ago.
A year
ago
now.
A little over a year ago. He just turned one.
And you're still a relatively young woman.
Thank you. Yeah, careful there.
Oh, notice how I'm parsing my words.
Right.
Okay. A woman just gave birth in India. She's 74 years old.
Oh, I don't know how that's even possible.
Apparently all healthy. She gave birth to, and the dad is 78, but we know men can, go forever.
Okay.
She used a standard in vitro fertilization. They went through their whole life with her not being able to conceive.
Sure.
Their entire 57-year marriage. And they said, neighbors called her. There was a word in Indian, Godralu or whatever. It's a curse word for a childless woman. That's a very cruel thing.
Oh, yeah.
But she says, my husband stood by me like a rock. 74 years old.
I wonder what the term is for that, because I will tell you, I was borderline geriatric pregnancy. I was so depressed when I heard that.
I don't think of geriatric and Casey in the same,
My eyeballs probably popped out of my head when I heard that. I'm like, oh my gosh,
wow.
I'm not that old. Jeez.
Well,
but, that's how it's considered.
74.
So.
If she gave birth, full-term babies. Oh, my goodness, she had twins. Excuse me.
Of course she
this
did.
Woman
wow.
had twins. I just caught that here.
Well, at least that sibling, at least they'll have a sibling to accompany them.
Because there ain't
honestly,
no more on the way.
Well, that, and how long are the parents going to be around? I mean, at 74.
Well,
that's my first thought is like, okay, when they're 20, they're going to be 94.
So the kids in school are going to be like, oh, how cool. Your great-grandparents came to your graduation.
Exactly. Exactly.
The two full-term babies delivered via C-section.
Wow.
On September 5th.
74. That's amazing. Good for her. That's if that's what they wanted. And
but, I mean,
man.
As a parent, and then now I'm a grandparent now,
mm-hmm.
and you get tired after,
mean? Well, I'm just thinking, senior citizens like to get up early. Some do, so that good for that, because they're going to be getting up early.
You're getting up early for the next at least 15 years, lady. I'm exhausted after a weekend with my grandson.
I
can't imagine.
Yeah.
I'm ready to turn him back to
pawning my kids off. I'm not kidding.
Oh,
just to get even a couple hours. 74.
Just the, there is no concept with this couple of empty nesters anymore.
No, you're right. I truly hope they've got a good support system because it takes a lot.
A lot of those families in India, they have
that's
like
true.
35
they all live together.
People living
yeah.
in the house.
Yeah. No, that's so, true. That's
who,
true.
Whose turn is it to take care of little Emirati or whatever the name is now? They call these babies, by the way, a medical miracle. I guess so.
Oh, I believe
That's 74.
That's a miracle for sure.
Years old. Were you? I'm going to hearken you back to high school a bit. Were
don't
you
take me back there.
A social butterfly dater type? Did you date in high school?
No, not really. Well, a little bit, but not really. Not really. I didn't have my true, real. Committed boyfriend until probably right after high school, actually.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. I was having too much fun with friends and stuff in high school. We kept busy enough, honestly.
You probably took part in social activities. You went to the football games and blah, 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 all that stuff. Were you part of clubs?
I was in the art club. I'll say that.
Okay.
So I will share a little bit. So I moved to the lake and went to Camden in high school. Mm-hmm. I moved middle of my freshman year of high school from St. Louis.
Ooh, that's tough.
It was tough. So I wasn't
all
the
your
best
friends are
teenager.
There.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I just got acclimated freshman year of high school. And then it's like, okay, we're going to Camden. And I, you know, real cowboys and everything. It was mm-hmm. just a culture shock for me. So it took me a while to get settled. It really did.
There's a study out, and I'm going to tell you right off the bat, man, I am absolutely the exception to this rule. They say the majority of teens have had some type of romantic experience, fallen in love, whatever, had their first kiss or whatever.
Sure.
Between 15 and 17 years of age or middle adolescence.
Yeah, yeah. No, I had my first kiss around. Yeah, that's right.
I didn't even date until I was in college.
Really?
I didn't get my first kiss till I was in college.
No kidding.
I was, because I will tell you.
You're busy.
Well, no, I was just terrified. That's what it was. I was terrified of girls. I was not always the self-confident, cool person you see before you today. Okay, I really wasn't, man. I was a mess.
I was a mess too. It's okay.
I had friends. I had a close group of buddies.
Yeah.
But I, you know, girls were just so intimidating
sure.
to me. Well, I bring all that up just to mention that it turns out it was really good for me because teens, the study says, teens who don't date are less depressed and have better social skills.
Oh, you know, I believe it.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
Absolutely.
I'm going to keep that in mind as I'm raising my daughter. You don't need a boyfriend.
Honey,
you need to be
till
happy.
You're 20, okay? That's what they say. They say they examined whether 10th graders who reported no or very infrequent dating over a 7-year period differed on emotional and social skills from their more frequently dating peers. And it turns out they did.
That is interesting. I like that feedback.
So, yeah, but it's a good thing because, like I said, it's funny now because I went to my 40th high school reunion a couple of years ago, and it's funny how everything changes when you get older.
That's so true.
People that, especially there were girls and women, mm-hmm. I would have never hung around with. Are you kidding? I can't even look at you. You're too pretty.
Right, right.
Now we're hobnobbing over the table
exactly.
like we're old buddies.
I will say, so my class, we were really a close class. I mean, even though there were still your separate cliques and everything.
Oh, sure. You're going to have that everywhere, I think.
But I will tell you, we got along when we pulled all together. You know, we lost a classmate early on in our senior year,
right.
and everybody came together.
Right,
and
right.
same with, you know, certain celebrations. We had a senior float trip, and all the different groups were there, and we all got along great. And even we've had a few reunions, and I will say, I mean, yeah, it's amazing the people that, yeah, you were intimidated by, and,
right.
and you know, thought they'd end up as the president or something.
Sure.
You know?
Oh,
no,
yeah.
They're human too.
Absolutely.
And you know, you can agree with them.
I will tell you the one thing I regret. I don't really regret having not dated or anything
sure.
like that. I mean,
I
kind of got my fill of that, like I said, after high school.
Right.
But I do wish that I had participated more in high school
and
life.
Feared of
been
the
a part,
social awkwardness.
Been to football games.
Right.
And been
I
a
agree.
Part of a club or two and that kind of thing. I think I would have been probably a little better, well-rounded.
I wish I would have pursued the sports still. So I was in volleyball, and then when I moved here, I just got completely out of sports. I wish I could go back and talk to myself. Just say, no, don't be intimidated by not knowing anybody.
So kids, here's the lesson. Don't date and do sports. There
That's
you go.
Right. That's right.
And you will be
less, other clubs,
less
get
depressed and have better social skills when you grow up. And perhaps you will
Maybe that's why we're both so social.
That's what it is. I'm telling you, man. It's just like, I'm sorry. I'm not.
That's fine. I'll take it.
I'm not bragging on myself,
no.
but I think I have good social skills.
I agree.
You know?
I agree. Yeah.
I mean, you know how to work a crowd and you know what
I'm
saying.
Sure.
Even now, when I talk to people from that time, when I say, oh, I went into radio, they're like, you went into radio? Like, they can't believe it because I was such an introvert. I didn't kiss a girl until I was 19, but that's a whole nother. But let me tell you, when it happened, boy.
You go, what in the world?
That rocked my world. Why didn't I start this 10 years ago, you know?
That's too funny. Love it.
Okay, Casey, do you do online shopping?
Oh.
Like, you know, you watch something on TV.
Yes.
Say you see something on TV on QVC or whatever.
Right.
You know, late at night.
I don't do the QVC, but the commercials.
Home shopping now. Okay, or you see a commercial for something.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think...
Or Shark Tank, I'll tell you that.
What?
Shark Tank.
Oh, Shark Tank. Shark Tank is good,
There's some great stuff there.
But you see something, you go like, that looks really good. I'd like to have that. Even though you have absolutely no use for it, and you're never going to use it.
Oh, yeah.
But these commercials are really effective.
They are.
Because...
Charlie's aunt buys everything. I can tell you that. Anytime we go see her in Kansas City, we come home with the latest As Seen on TV products.
Well, that's what's great about in the stores at Walmart now. They have the As Seen on TV
section.
That's
like one of my favorite aisles.
Make a beeline for those. Nighttime online shopping has increased by nearly a quarter in the past year. 23% increase in the amount of money spent between midnight and 6 a.m.
Oh, I believe it.
Compared with 2017.
I'm guilty of that. Well, now that all the local grocery stores even have the pickups. So
yes.
I do a lot of my ordering at night, all my grocery shopping.
And then,
once I know what time I can swing by, I just pick a time and boom. Yeah.
But I'm picturing, okay, you can't sleep, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You're up in the middle of the night. Mm-hmm. You go shopping. I mean, it's dangerous.
It is dangerous.
Because
it is. Everything's you're picking up, you're like, why did I buy this? Why did I need this?
Right.
I need this.
Well, even on the shopping channels. Okay, well, we've bought a few things. We've bought a couple of vacuum cleaners.
Okay.
We've bought some kitchen type things. My wife, she's gotten some really good stuff.
Oh,
I'm
guilty of the kitchen appliances.
Yeah.
Oh,
you ever see David Venable on there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. No,
Wednesdays with David or whatever. Love that guy. Okay. I'm sorry. I will buy everything he's selling.
It's dangerous.
I'm telling you, it really is.
And then it'll get stored in a pantry and it won't even get taken out of the box.
You're never going to use it.
I have several like that, like a dehumidifier that I owned for years. And before I met my husband.
That's a Freudian slip.
I do know you own your husband, Casey.
That's
funny.
He's nodding his head going, yeah, it's true. It's okay.
That's right.
To be owned by her. It's okay. You know?
But yeah, no, I bought one just for the infomercial, all the things, the great foods you can make, the dried snacks, didn't touch it.
Some of the bizarre stuff that they have sold on TV over there. One of the Spice Girls, Melanie C, not Mel B.
Oh,
remember, there
were
two Mels in there.
Yes.
Melanie C. She is like probably the least known of the Spice Girls.
I don't remember which one she was. Was she the baby one?
No, that's Baby Spice.
Okay.
That's Emma Bunton.
I was going to say, Kevin, I'm impressed. I know Sporty Spice.
What an awful.
Baby. Let's see. Now you're making me go back to middle school.
But
Kevin.
Melanie C. She was on, I think it was either QVC or Home Shopping, but she was selling one of her albums.
Oh.
How sad that when you're a Spice Girl, you're relegated to selling your music on Home Shopping Network.
Yeah.
Okay, that's really awful. Cher was selling, remember her one piece from If I Could Turn Back Time?
Oh, yes.
She was selling a version of that.
With the leather jacket, right?
Swarovski. It was the one piece part.
Okay.
With
the leotard thing.
Yeah.
Okay, I know.
But it had Swarovski's crystals and everything. She was selling that.
Oh, my.
I know.
Wow.
I know. There was one I saw, they were selling a Kindle. This is like kind of a blooper moment on there, but it was live on QVC, I think.
That's
they were selling
I think
a Kindle.
The live part.
Yeah. And explaining how it works. Oh, it's great for reading books and everything. And they dropped it. And it
did
broke.
It shatter?
And it was like, which highlights the lesson. Let me tell you, kids, if you drop a book, It doesn't break.
That's right. You may lose your bookmark or your page. That's about it.
So next time you're doing some online shopping in bed, you might think of us.
Do you really need it?
Do I really?
I wake up tomorrow proud
hashtag
of this purchase?
Do you need it? There you go. We're going to get that hashtag trending.
That's awesome.
Hey, we'd love to hear from you. You know, if you ever want to just give us a call, say hi. I'd love to hear from you. The Kevin and Casey podcast hotline is 856-318-9873, or you can email kevinandkc@kevinhilly.com.
Yeah, maybe share with us your craziest online purchase best.
What was your best investment?
Hey, there's some good ones out there.
We've got stuff in our house we're still using, man.
Year.
We bought
it. That's right.
I will tell you one. Okay, when my daughter was pregnant, this was one. She had found this giant pregnancy mattress.
Pillow. Oh.
Ginormous. I mean, it was like the size of the bed. It was the kind where you could lean against it for the size of your belly.
Oh.
It's like a whole...
Okay.
It's to help her sleep better because she couldn't roll properly. So it was a pregnancy pillow, I guess is what it's called. But anyway... I
had no idea.
They ordered it and they sent the wrong thing. They sent this ginormous pillow topper. I mean, incredibly soft. It's this huge, amazingly soft, basically mattress pad.
Sure.
And it goes... But it was like over $100.
Oh,
they sent us the wrong thing.
Oh,
so my wife calls and she complains about it. And she goes, this is my pregnant daughter. She can't sleep at night and blah, blah, blah. They're like, we're very sorry. Hey, tell you what. keep the expensive pillow topper.
Cha-ching!
And we're going to send you the correct thing. And they did.
You know, it blows my mind, people that won't call and complain. You know, you don't know something's broken unless
complaining.
You tell them.
Yeah. Complaining is your friend.
A lot of times you get some free stuff out of it.
As Casey said, I quote, cha-ching.
Cha-ching, that's right.
Hey, thanks for listening. That's another edition of the Kevin and Casey Podcast.